Friday, June 10th. Location, Central Park, New York City. Madame Celeste was wrong, wrong, wrong. Ha! The last couple of weeks were anything but stormy. In fact, they were sunnier than ever. Literally, it has been sunny almost every day this month. Things were going great. Perfect Storm was back in town, having survived their trip to the Bahamas without getting stranded on a desert island with pretty fans and bikinis. This was a recurring nightmare I had Memorial Day weekend. I blame the psychic reading. And while I suffered through the remaining weeks of school in a hot classroom, P.S. was close by in New York City, recording more tracks for their album. Heath had texted me yesterday that they were finally supposed to record the Story of a Girl track next week after making some tweaks to the music and lyrics with The Raven, who still didn't think it was strong enough to be a single. If The Raven ruined the first, of hopefully many, songs Kyle wrote about me, I was going to go Mac attack on him. As Mom and I stepped out of a cab at Central Park, the sun was just beginning to rise over the trees. I stretched my arms and loudly yawned. "Wake up, sleepyhead," Mom said as she placed a lanyard over my head. I stared at my favorite words in the whole world, VIP backstage access. I've kept every pass from every concert I've been to with P.S. This one had Perfect Storm's faces outlined in the stars and stripes associated with the Good Day USA logo. "Getting up at 5 is worth it to see Perfect Storm perform live this morning." "Definitely," I half yawned, half yelled. P.S. was appearing on the Good Day USA morning concert series, which was a huge deal. And it meant Mom had to be there super early to make sure everything was ready for their set. "Briggs said the boys are on their way. We can wait for them backstage." Mom walked slightly ahead of me through Central Park, typing a message on her phone as she talked. "The concert is only about a half hour, and then they're off to the studio to record while Briggs and I finalize their future tour plans," she added. "Lemonade's tour is winding down, so we're trying to decide if they should take a break from the road till they can headline or co-tour with someone else who is also just..."